ね。
The names of the interviewers are George Brown and Carrie L. Slee.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Mary. The supporting interviewer is Iris Stove. The name of the interviewer is Mary Hewitt. Could I ask you to spell that, please?
Do you want to help me? It's H-E-W-E-T-T, Harknett.
The place of the interview is Barnard's House. The date is the 21st of October 2010. Mary, can I ask you for the place and date of your birth?
Tourist Street, I used to live in Tourist Street. And you want my age? I'm 81.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
How old were you when you were doing, when you were in the Blitz?
I was about four to five years old.
Did you have any friends or family when you were at the Blitz? And what school?
Oh yes, my two brothers was in Dunkirk, but my other brother, he was Elfie. He used to be with us. He used to run us down the arches or down the London Bridge when the fire alarms was going off. And my sister was in the ATS. My Eileen. And my Rosie and my Lizzie was in munitions. So we didn't see much of them, you know. And my sister-in-law, Annie, she was there. And that was it. See, but mostly it was all abroad, like in the ATS. And my dad used to have to come out and look after the people and that.
What? Did you go to school when you were in the...
Well, I went away with All Saints School for a while. While the Blitz was on. But my sister-in-law was there and then another lady who we knew. And I used to have to look after the little children, take them up the park at the night time. But my brother came home from Dunkirk one day. And we were going up the park and it was dark. And he wanted to know where we was going. And Johnny Dadigan, who was the other little boy, we're always up there the night time, ain't we, Aunt Mary? You know? He said, oh yeah? He said, you're going home. You're not lucky for other people. So I ended up going back to London. And that's when we went into 61 Arch. And that's when we was in the Blitz, you know. We used to have to run to get into down the London Bridge at first. My brother Elfie used to get all the stuff up to go down there. But then they built us the arch, 61 Arch. The Stainer Street Arch was done because they was all laying on the pavement, you know. And we had to get out there because there was a landmine laying on the signal box. See, and they was worrying if it would drop, like Stainer Street Arch got one, it went right through. And we ended up going along Dockhead. The bombs was all dropping. And, you know, everything was, we didn't know what we was doing. We had to get into the school in Fair Street. Go down in the right down the bottom to be there, away from the bombs, and you know we was all little when we was all frightened, you know, but we got through it, and when we was at 61 Arch, we used to have laughs, we used to have little parties because they had a canteen in there, and the wardens used to come in, and we used to have a little laugh with them and that, and they'd come in for a cup of tea. And we wasn't really frightened. We was always together, a lot of us, you know. And when we all had to get out, we was all together, like, going to the street. But that was frightening when we had that. But we had bunk beds in there, in 61 Arch. And you know where Bingo come from? 61 Arch. That's when it was first brought out, Bingo. Because I was only little, and I can always remember saying, Assie. You know, when it was, I won, and I called Assie instead of Bingo. You know, and we was frightened, but we all used to be together. And all my friends was in Stainer Street, Arch, and that's when it done us. You know, we had to, when the landmine was hanging on the West Line, we had to go all the way around Dockhead, and it frightened, you know. The police was there at the top to take us down, you know, but we was all together, like a family, you know, and that. And as I say, I went away for a few months, and my brother brought me home. And that's when we had to go to 61 Arch and down the London Bridge. But we all looked after one another years ago. You know, it was all like a family. We used to have good laughs in under the arch, you know, and that. We was frightened, but we didn't let it worry us. You know, because I was only a little kid, I was only a kid anyway. And that, it was terrible to go through it, you know. Anything else, darling? Huh? Anything else you want to know?
Was you evacuated?
I went on evacuation with my sister-in-law for a little while, but my brother came back for a leave from Dunkirk, and we was going up the park late at night, and I was looking after him, and he took me home. You're not staying here, you're going home. Because I went with All Saints School at Tooley Street. You have heard of All Saints, the Catholic one in yeah. Tooley Street. That's where I used to go to school.
What was it like?
It was terrible, like, at first, when the bombs was, and we never had no shelter. We had like a box in the middle of the buildings. But we all used to have a sing song, and the Bingo would come out, and there was, as I said, we had a canteen, and the wardens used to come in and have a laugh and joke with us, you know. But we was frightened at first, when it first started. See, but we all looked after one another, you know, we all was there for one another and that.
How was the bombing and air raids, and the shelters? How did the air raids sound?
Being under the archway, we didn't hear much of it. The wardens used to come in and tell us about it, but we used to hear it from the outside, and that, because being at London Bridge, that's what they was after, and that, you know. But we wasn't frightened so much as you think we was, but we was scared, you know. It was a terrible thing to go through, you know. Especially when we had to go to the Pear Street School when the landmine was hanging on, and when we heard about our friends, we all couldn't get over it. We were so sad. We were so crying. Everybody was, you know, crying there because all our friends went, you know.
What was the shelters like?
Well, as I say, we used to have one shelter in the buildings, or we used to have it indoors, but then they built these two arches. Stainer Street Arch, they just had to sit on the side of the sea. You know, when you walk through, you go on that side. They took all their beds down there. And then we had one called 61 Arch, and it was a lovely one after they done built it. And we had bunk beds. And people Even the soldiers used to come in, American soldiers, you know, they used to come in. See, because we had, we used to put our bedding up every night when we come in, but then we got to the mat, when we just used to leave it in the corner for the night time. We was frightened, but we used to have a sing song and that, and we used to have bingo and that, but when we heard about our friends, you know, everything went. You know, and then when we had to get out and go to Fair Street, we was terrified because the bombs was all dropping as we were going along Fair Street to go to Fair Street School through Tooley Street, you know. But then we just got over it. We just had to, you know, used to have sing songs and all that in the arch and that. But it wasn't what you think it was. It was very frightening. But we used to try and do it to liven ourselves up. The people in there, the oldest ones, for the children, they used to do a lot, you know. As I say, I went on evacuation for a little while, but my brother brought me home when he came home from Dunkirk. And it was a terrible thing to go through, you know. But we got over it, you know. And that. But you still think of it from years to come sometimes, you know. And you think to yourself, how lucky you are, you children, aren't they? You don't know how lucky you are. Yeah. I think. Do we see else?
Did you used to have any favourite games?
As I say, that's where bingo come out of. 61 Arch. You know, it was all elderly people and a lot of children, they just wanted to play, you know. But the grown-ups, we used to have called bingo. But it was called Aussie Aussie then, because I called it Aussie Aussie. You know, we used to have sing songs in there, you know. And American soldiers used to come in, you know, fetch some stuff in, chocolate and that, stockings for the women. But it was terrifying, but we made it as if, you know, we didn't let them get us down. You know, that's the main thing. But we got very upset when our friends got killed, you know, because that was the worst thing that could have happened. The one went through there and one was hanging on us, you know. So we was very lucky, you know. But terrible thing to go through, you know. Anything else?
Did you have a most possession? Did you have jewellery that you got from someone that was very special, or toys?
My sister gave me that before she went away in the army.
Did you used to always wear it when she went?
Yeah, I always wear it.
How was the food like?
Wasn't too bad. It was rationing, but we got through it. Sometimes you got it for a little bit free in the shops. Some of the shops used to give you, because you used to have the books to get your money. And we used to get sometimes, you know. And, when it was firework day, when you get fireworks, we couldn't afford that because we was very poor in Tooley Street. It was called the workhouse buildings then. And my brothers used to take me up London Bridge because I was the only little girl, sitting me there. Have you got a penny for the guy? Have you got a penny for the guy? For your, to blow away, you know? And that's what I used to have to do when before the war was on, you know. But I had a brother in Dunkirk, two brothers. And my dad was a warden. And then my other sisters was ATS. And my Elfie, he went in the army after a while because he used to be at one of the tower night, you know. But we had a bomb hanging on the curtains in the flat, because my sister-in-law went to get it down, and it was just one of the little bombs that used to drop, you know. Yeah, we went through it, but, you know, we got through it. And that. Hey, so you're lucky to have your mums and grandmas that looked after you all, and it. And you've got to be very proud of them.
Did you see your father a lot?
Not really, because he was always out picking up things, and I won't say what, but and doing the things that they're supposed to do when people got hurt and everything, you know. And but we did see a lot of some of them. He'd come in the archway to have a cup of tea and all that, and he always used to pop in and say hello. As I say, I went away for a couple of weeks. In fact, I think it was about a month when I went from the school, All Saints School. And that's when my brother brought me home. And I never went away no more. I was always only 61 out. We used to have singing songs, you know. We never let anything upset us until Stone Street. And when we all went down Turn Dockhead to get through to Fair Street, you know. Other than that, we used to have singing songs. The men used to come in, Waldens used to come in. They sometimes used to have a little game of bingo, you know, and that. But, I mean, it was terrible, but we got through it, you know, and that. So the British people, elderly people, were very strong. They didn't give in. We didn't give in to, what's his name, Hitler. But our boys had a bad time when they went to Dunkirk. You know, they was waiting for them, wasn't they? Because they was in the Territorial Army, the two of them, my Jimmy and my Billy, and they had to go out first. My dad was a warden, and my sisters was in the munitions, my Rosie and my Lizzie and that. But as I say, we got through it, you know. And I want our people, youngsters, to go through that, that we did, you know.
What was it like in school?
But we used to go to school. It's come off. But I was only little, so I didn't go to school when I evacuated. It was All Saints School. And I went for a few, because I said that my brother come and pick me up and took me home. And from there on, I didn't go to school. Because we used to go under the arches all the time, you know. No. I think that's why I'm not a scholar. You know. As I say, I would never like your children to go through what we had to go through, you know. Because all the people under the arch, Shane Street, was mostly our friends. They'd come from our school, and buildings, you know. As I say, we'd never let it get down. We used to have sing songs and, you know, to get people up and that. And then bingo come out. And, you know, we used to have bingo. And as I say, it was bad, but we didn't let it get us down. We was only young anyway, you know, teenagers, well, little. I'm 81 now, I was only little then. And that. But to lose your friends, it's a terrible thing, you know. We all went to All Saints schools, there were a lot of them and that. The American soldiers just come in, give us sweets and chocolate. Because we had a little canteen, they used to come in with the wardens, you know. Anything else you want to ask me about?
Did you used to like school? And was you protected when it was on with the school, with like soldiers there looking after you?
Well, we didn't have the soldiers looking after us. We just had the teachers and that, you know. And but the soldiers just come in and get from London Bridge when they was waiting to go away, like, you know. And we was children, but we had to grow up quick, you know. And we didn't know what really was going on outside, but we could hear it, you know. Before they built the arches, we used to have to go down the train lines down the London Bridge, take our blankets down there and sleep there and everything, you know. See, being young, we didn't think so much as the eldest ones, like, you know. And that, but as I say, we had to go away from our parents and that. And our brothers was at war. And my sisters was in the HS, and my other sisters was in the munitions, like, you know. But we got through it, you know. And we used to have some laughs in the arch and that. We used to have sing songs, you know, they used to make us sing and all that, so that we wouldn't get so it up, like. But it was bad, because you think of everybody outside, you know, and that, and you think of your brothers and your sisters and all that. But a lot of people got killed who we knew, like children and that, especially Stainer Street Arch got us down, because they was all from All Saints School, Tudor Street. Still here. Anything else, darling?
What did you think about the teachers?
Well, they looked after us, you know, but it was very strict, you know, but they looked after us. You know, when we had to go to Dockhead, they was all round us, like, you know, holding couple of us to get us through. Because it was terrible to get through all the bombing up there that night. It was one of the worst nights to go along, you know, when they were dropping the bombs under the arches and all. And that. As I say, a lot of them from Dockhead Church got killed under there. You know, we used to know. And that. Used to go to All Saints School. But, don't know, you'll never forget it. We never forget it. You know, it still goes in your mind. You know, because I still say my prayers for them, wherever they are up there. I still say my prayers. I may be silly in that, but I still say it. So, you always look after your family, and you know. Because they went through it as well, the elders, your nannies, and that. And the soldiers, you know, I always buy poppies, you know, for the soldiers. Because only for them, we would never be here. I mean, what they went through, you don't know. Because I know that by my brothers. Because they was in there first, because of the Territorial Army went first in. And he come back, my eldest brother come back shaking. My dad was a warden, you know, he used to have to stand outside, and anybody got caught, he used to have to take them in. As So saying, you know, your nans and your grands, always look after them, because they went through it.
Do you still remember Winston Churchill at the time?
Oh yeah, he was one of the oldest ones that brought the place up. He was the one that made it what it was, you know, for the soldiers and everybody. You know, he was the one that had it, wasn't it? And all the soldiers and that. But as I say, everybody went through it, and everybody will be proud of themselves for doing it. Because they never got us, Hitler. He never got us. We got a German one up there now, he's going back stupid. Opening all the windows. Yeah, he is. Opening all the windows, all the doors. And he's German. We can't get him out. He's terrorising everybody up there.
Did you have any favourite toys that you used to like?
I used to have a little doll about that big. My sister bought it for me when I was little, and I would never let that go. And I gave it to my baby when she was born. But what my daughter done with it, I don't know. But see, my mum, she said, it's only little. Yeah. Because, I mean, years ago, they never had any money, you know that. And, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't let it go.
Did you used to have a radio when you used to listen about the war?
Yeah, in the arch, we had a wireless, and we all used to have a sing song to liven us up, like, you know. And then the warden used to come in for a cup of tea to get something off their chest and that. And they used to come in and have their tea and sit and watch us singing, you know. We used to only do it to keep us going. That what kept us going, everyone was together, you know. And we was only children, and we didn't know much, but we went through a lot, you know. I mean, my husband, who was airborne, he was in the airborne, who I married, and he got home when he came down in Paris, they was shooting him. That's what kind of they was, the Germans. You can answer me anything you want to answer me.
Did they used to have, like, is he for food? Like, did you have, like, soup most of the time?
Most of the time we had soup because we couldn't get sweets. Sometimes we got a treat, you know. See, but other than that, we just had soups, and they couldn't get bread a lot because the bakers was always getting shut down and that. But we lived, you know, we never had much to eat, but we had it, we got it. And he never got us Italy anyway, Hitler, wherever he was, you know. But we made the best of it, you know. Our brothers and a lot of brothers and sisters got killed, you know, and that was the worst part of it, when the soldiers got hurt, you know. But my brother still shakes. He's older now, he's about 90 odd, but he still shakes, you know, where he was in Dunkirk.
Did you used to play around a lot? You know, when, like, the records is done well, the bombs, did you used to, like, jump around on the, like, messing around?
In the archway, yeah. When we used to play bingo, we used to have sing songs. We wasn't sitting there like, we used to have sing songs, we used to have games in the arches and that. You know, just to take the noise away, you know, we used to sing and that. And but it was terrible, but we got through it, you know. We wouldn't let him get us, Hitler.
Do you remember any kinds of sweets that you...
Well, we didn't have many sweets, just that little roundy sacky ones and the little toffee ones, you know. See, but you had to have the paper to get your sweets for, and that you couldn't do that unless someone got them for you. And that. But he had sweets and the chocolate, you know, but it wasn't like it, you've got now, boxes. You know, but we was happy. We wasn't. We all used to look after one another. See, but I don't know. I think it brought us all together. Everybody helped one another. You know, if you could help someone, we used to help them. Though we was only kids, we used to go taking tea all round. You know, if we had a bit of bread or something. We used to take it all around in the archway. We used to all give one another what we had, you know, always giving things like that. And that's how we got off on all right. But as I say, I only went away for a few months and my brother brought me home. And I was in 61 Arch all the time. We used to run down the archway. When the thing went off, the bell. But, you know, we're here, and that's it. He's not, is he, Hitler? So, you know, I mean, we was lucky. That's all we can say was we was really lucky who got through it. And I mean, a lot of the soldiers didn't get through it, you know. So if you ever got anybody that was under that league, you should be proud of them. Your name, your granddad. Your name and your granddad, you should be proud of them. And your uncles, if they was in the army. And I'd always put something for the soldiers and that. Always do, always remember that soldiers kept us alive in the Navy, you know. It was terrible. I wouldn't like your children to go through it. Anything else done?
Was it scary, you know?
Yeah, it was scary. But we used to sing it and play bingo. That's when it came out. And we all used to help one another then. Years ago, when the war was on, we all helped one another. If they had nothing and we had something, we shared it under the arches. We take it and we all share what we had, you know. We all looked after what we call one another. We never let anyone, if we had a loaf of bread, we used to share it. And if we wanted sweets, they used to give us a sweet each, you know? And that's how it was. We all used to help one another. Even the, as I say, the Americans used to fetch us something. Soldiers. And that. Well, they didn't breach it. We used to bring it like that before they ate it themselves. But we was happy. No, we had nothing, but we was happy. You know, and we're still happy. So you should be proud of your elderly people. And you know, always be proud of them.
Do you want to ask about when she wasn't down in the arch, what she did?
What did you do when you weren't by the arch?
I'm 61 Arch. But as I say, that's where bingo first come out.
When you weren't there?
Oh, where we weren't there. We just used to go over there when the siren went. We'd go running down it because we had all our bedding there. And my brother used to run us in. And we'd stay there until the all the kid here went. and then we go back home. You know, but sometimes we slept there all night when it was bad, really bad, when it got first bad.
What did you do at home when it wasn't bombing?
The bombings?
No, when it wasn't.
Oh, we used to be under the big bed my mum made, and we all used to sit under there because we had no shelter then, because they put one up in the building, like a square, wasn't it? And it was no good. You got one that wasn't to it, and it went off. So that's why we all had to go under the arches. They built us one in the arches, 61 arch, and Stanley Street arch, but they just had the, as I said, the, you know where you walk along, that's where they used to sit and sleep. See, but we was lucky, we had bunk beds and that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of them got killed.
How, when, you see when it was a blackout,
yeah.
Did it go on every time?
Oh yeah, you had to have, we used to have curtains, big black curtains, to pull them. Because you couldn't have a light, because you'd have all the men running up to tell you, just turn your light off. You know, the warden's men, you know. We used to have black curtains up. And that's why when she took me to take the black curtain down, my sister-in-law, the bomb was hanging on the net, hanging on that. The bombs, or don't know, it's about the bombs.
The one your sister found.
Oh, because I was only about a youngster. But it was to go off any time, and anyway, one of the men was downstairs, and she saw the guy out the window, and he's come up, and he's done something and took something out, I think, and that was all right. Yeah, because we had blackout things up, you know, and she went to take it down, and it was hanging on the net curtain, and he come up and he took it down. Other than that, you know, she was very lucky, my Annie. Anybody else, Bob? You can ask me anything. If I can know it, I'll tell you.
You know when it was blackout, when it was the blackout?
Yeah.
Was it really dark in your house?
It was dark. It was dark because we couldn't have the wind. We used to have the curtains, dark curtains up, and we used to have just our candles. Sometimes we'd have a small light, but other than that, it was dark, very dark. But under the arch, we was a light because it was all in up top. You know, it was all dark up top. It was on the London Bridge was on top of us. You know, but when we was down the London Bridge, the station, when it first started, it was very bad down there. We used to have to be on the floor. You know, you've been down the train lines, have you, down there? You know how cold it is on the floor there. You know, that's where we used to have to sleep. Yeah, until they built 61 Arch and that. Yeah.
Did you have any favourite books?
Well, tell you the truth, no, I never used to read. I can't read now, so that's it. That's not learning. I just didn't. I've worked, but I've never been there to do a story or anything like that. And I don't know what it was, but was it the bombs or what? I don't know. But my job worked and that.
When it wasn't bombing, and because you weren't at school, what did you do in the daytime?
Well, we used to just sit and play up that bowl up, yeah, that, that's been down where we used to live. You know, it used to be big dustbin, was them used to play ball up and skipping ropes and that, you know. And that's all we used to do. We couldn't do nothing else. We couldn't go very far, you know, because of the air raids running. But we still went to All Saints School, you know, when we and that. And but then I went on evacuation for a while with my sister-in-law. But I come home, and then that's when I was going to 61 Arch. We used to have some nice times under there, sing songs and bingo, and we was all happy under there. Because the warden used to come in and says, come on, ladies, when are you going to start singing? You know, and we all...
What sort of lessons did you have?
In school? Mostly church. We used to have to go to church because being a Catholic school. We used to have play in the playground. And we used to have... the boys used to do the footballing and all that. And never used to do much when the war was on. Because they brought me home. My sisters brought me home from when the war was on. You know, and then I didn't go to school after that.
Do you remember school dinners?
Oh, yeah. Were they school dinners? Not like your mum used to cook. That was in Dockhead, that was. Did you used to go to Dockhead Church School? No.
What kind of school dinners did you used to have?
Pardon?
What kind of school dinners did you used to have?
I used to have soup mostly, you know, because meat and all that was very easy. You couldn't have that because it was so big. They couldn't get him be all that all the time. Once in a blue moon, they'll get meat. And we just used to have potatoes and peas and greens and that, you know. And Yorkshire pudding.
Did you get that at school?
Yeah, you can get that at school. Yeah, you used to get dinner. I think it was a penny or tuppence, something like that. It used to cost us, you know, never used to cost us much, you know. Because our mothers had no money, so, you know. But we used to go to All Saints School a lot. We used to go to church a lot and all.
How was your mum's cooking?
Oh, the last. She used to like her, that was named after the war, and we used to cook our own. You know, I was old enough to do the cooking. I used to do the cooking.
After the war?
Yeah.
During the war?
During the war. But I was evacuated, wasn't I, during the war. But I come home, and I was with my aunt Annie. She used to do the cooking. You know, my Billy's wife. Because she come home because he brought her home with the kids. And she used to have to do cooking.
Aunt Annie's cooking, right?
Yeah.
What was Aunt Annie's cooking like?
All right. But you didn't have a lot. You couldn't have a lot of sweet and that because it was very rare to get that. You used to have potatoes and Yorkshire pudding and things that you could just easily get in the shops, like. When the war was on, we had done all right, because the food started coming back, didn't it?
When the war was on?
When the war was over, you know. We could get meat and anything we want there, can't we? But, I mean, we could eat, but my mum wasn't very rich. We had very poor people, till we were Tudor Street, in the, where we used to live. Tudor Street in the it was called some workhouse buildings, I think it was called, when it was first built. But we was kids, we was happy. We used to play up the balls and that. We had no toys, we just used to have to play with the balls, you know. Because our mothers had no money, never had a lot of money. My mum didn't anybody, because she used to...
She used to what?
Drink. I don't know if it's because the war or what, but when the war was over, she used to be drinking. I used to have to go and get her. My mum had 11 children, and I was the youngest. There's only me and my Eileen left. Me and my sister Eileen, this little bit. I was the baby. This would be my dad's favourite.
Did you have a painting that you used to always like? Did you know when like the Blitz was on? Did you used to always stare at it?
Yeah, we used to sit and with the brush and do bits and pieces what we liked to do. That was nice. That was used to like that. But it was a Catholic school and they didn't do much of things though, you know, because we was come out of the Catholic. We used to go to church a lot. And being a Catholic. Are you a Catholic? No. Oh, it's only Annie.
So you were the youngest at home during the war?
Yeah.
And who else was at home?
It was only me and my brother.
How
my
old
brother
was
Elfie.
He?
But he went in the... he used to do something for the war. See, but he wasn't old enough to go in the army. Mm-hmm. See, and he used to run me under the arch every night. 61 Arch.
So Alfie used to look after you?
Yeah, he used to look after me.
How old was he, about 16?
He was about 15. Mm-hmm. He was the youngest brother, and I was the youngest girl. And he used to run me up London Bridge. Then, what's name, when the war went on, when they was putting us all away, and he used to take this sheet and that and a blanket and take me down there, what's name, and he'd stay there all night. Then I went to evacuation then.
In the daytime, did you play on the bomb sites?
Not really, we wasn't allowed to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that. But when the war was over, we never had a lot of money because my mum never used to have a lot of money because it used to always go to drink. Mm. And my dad used to give us some. And my brother used to take me up London Bridge when we used to have fireworks. Have you got a penny for the guy? And we used to buy, the Muslims with it, used to come buy sweets.
That's after the war, was it?
Yeah. But when the war was done, you know, we all looked after one another. You know, we all helped one another. What we had in the arch, we all shared, like, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Navi, any time. Let's hope you don't have to go through what we all had to go through. Because, I mean, today they've got lovely things, and they, you know, and you can do, and do things that you want to do. And that, so you're very lucky children. You know, I've got lovely grandchildren, just like you.
Thanks very much.
You know, always look after your name.
Right,
I hope I've told you what you want to learn. Yeah.